February 20, Genesis chapter 24, choosing a wife. Thou shalt not take a wife unto thy son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Genesis 24, 3 and 4. Abraham's habitual faith in God and submission to his will were reflected in the character of Isaac. But the young man's affections were strong, and he was gentle and yielding in disposition. If united with one who did not fear God, he would be in danger of sacrificing principle for the sake of harmony. In the mind of Abraham, the choice of a wife for his son was a matter of grave importance. He was anxious to have him marry one who would not lead him from God. Abraham had marked the result of the intermarriage of those who feared God and those who feared him not, from the days of Cain to his own time. The consequences of his own marriage with Hagar and of the marriage connections of Ishmael and Lot were before him. The lack of faith on the part of Abraham and Sarah had resulted in the birth of Ishmael, the mingling of the righteous seed with the ungodly. The father's influence upon his son was counteracted by that of the mother's idolatrous kindred and by Ishmael's connection with heathen wives. The wife of Lot was a selfish, irreligious woman, and her influence was exerted to separate her husband from Abraham. But for her, Lot would not have remained in Sodom, deprived of the counsel of the wise, God-fearing patriarch. No one who fears God can without danger connect himself with one who fears him not. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. The happiness and prosperity of the marriage relation depends upon the unity of the parties. But between the believer and unbeliever, there is a radical difference of tastes, inclinations, and purposes. They are serving two masters between whom there can be no concord. However pure and correct one's principles may be, the influence of an unbelieving companion will have a tendency to lead away from God. The Lord's direction is, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6:14, 17, and 18.